Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, Father, tonight as we go to study your word. We thank you that your word will not return void. But Father God, we thank you that word will penetrate the hearts and the lives of each and every one of us. And help us to be a doer of the word, not just here only. Father God, we thank you right now. We come against this evil virus right now. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that COVID-19 has to leave, has to leave existence in this entire world. We thank you, Father, for touching the bodies and the hearts of each and every person that has been affected with this dreaded disease. We thank you, Father, for the finances, for those that have lost their jobs and things like that, Father. But Father God, we thank you that as we hear your word, as we receive faith, we thank you, Father, for building us up in faith right now, Father. And Father, we thank you that we'll go out to the highways and the byways and share the love of Jesus Christ with the lost and dying and hurting world. Father God, we thank you for revival to this nation. We thank you for revival to this generation. We thank you, Father, for signs, wonders, miracles, and healings taking place in our midst. And Father, we thank you that we come not in our own strength. We come not in our own power. We come not in our own ability. We come in your strength and your power and your ability that you be lifted up. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us and shows us the way and gives us utterance to speak with all boldness, the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. But most of all, Father, we thank you for your anointing that's not only here, but is right there where we are, wherever you're watching. We thank you that anointing is stirring those things up. We thank you, Father, that anointing is touching your life. That anointing is setting you free. That anointing is getting you away from depression. That anointing is ministering to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for everything you have done and everything you are doing both here and around the world. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. I hope everyone's doing wonderful. I know it's a beautiful day today. I know here in the Tulsa area, last night we had some tornado warnings and, you know, some possible tornadoes. Thank God that we had no real damage or anything, but it was kind of a weird night, but today's been a beautiful day. Now, I notice some of you probably see my buddy Bozo here, but Bozo is kind of like a Rhema mascot here around here, and actually, he was in the back room. He shot some video today that you'll be seeing later, and so he was back there hanging out, and I was like saying, I told Bozo, I said, Bozo, I kind of need somebody to, I have a couple of things that I need an example, and so I asked Bozo, and Bozo, I said, well, Bozo, you think you can be my example? And he said, yeah, he would be example. So today, Bozo is actually going to play the devil, okay? And we'll put him over here, and we'll get to him in a few moments, but he's going to play the devil. You know, he's a little clown of a guy anyway. All right, can we get some emojis for Bozo? I mean, some of you guys need to, I know you guys love Bozo and things like that. We're going to go, and, you know, I've been talking to people here recently, and it's interesting how the how people's lives have changed, and it seems that right now that there is more fear over opening the country back up again than there was over whenever we first found out about the virus. And so some of the scriptures we read today are some of the same scriptures we read whenever the virus hit us. And I want to kind of look into detail because all I see right now is fear. Of course, when you watch TV, all you hear is fear. And, you know, the thing about it is that we have to learn to kick fear out of here. And we have to decide that we're going to put on the mind of Christ. So I want to start out in 2 Timothy 1, 2 Timothy 1, 7, and most of you probably can quote this verse, but this is one of the verses we read about fear. And it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, except in a global pandemic." No, the Bible doesn't say that. It says that for God has not given us a spirit of fear. At any point in time should we have a spirit of fear. At any point in time. But he says, he goes on to say, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, here's the thing about it is, just because God has not given you a spirit of fear, fear will try to sneak up on you. Like my buddy Bozo, you know, he'll try to sneak up on me and be close to me. And that's what happens. Fear will try to come in and get close to you. And you're going to have to decide, you know what? I don't want you, fear, to be anywhere near down. But you know what happens is we knock fear down and it comes back up. And we start getting in more and more fear. But finally, we're going to have to say, fear, get out of here. We're going to have to kick fear out of the way. Now, Bozo's still over there, okay? He's still over there. But as sooner or later, you're going to have to decide that you're not going to let fear dominate your life. Because, you know, if you haven't had a chance to do so, I encourage you to go back and watch my Sunday morning service from April 19th. And we talked about getting back to normal. And each and every day, I'm thanking God for normal. Now, I believe that we need to go through a process, and we need to, at first, practice social distancing, but you know what? I'm ready to get back to complete normal, all right? Not just social distancing and things like that, but normal. But for a short time, we're going to have a graduated process. And we shouldn't be afraid, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. He says he's not. So if God hasn't given us fear, then that means fear doesn't come from God, it comes from the devil. So we're going to have to tell the devil, I'm not going to take your fear stuff. Now, some of the psychologists were on TV today, and they're talking about, you know, about this fear that's gripping the nation and probably gripping the world. And actually, one of the psychologists said today on the news media, says, well, one of the best ways for you to get out of fear is quit watching so much news. Because you realize that most of the news is bad. I mean, they're talking about, well, once we open things up, the numbers will go up. And, you know, that kind of makes me mad to say that. Now, normally, obviously, that would people say, well, that's common sense. I get that. But see, I believe in saying what I want to say. And I don't want the numbers to go up, so I'm going to confess that. The numbers will not go up whenever things go back to normal. Why won't they go back up? Because the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. And so I'm speaking those things into existence, because you know what? The way to get to our new normal, the way to get to normal is actually get through this, you know, new normal stage back to normal. Now, it goes on to say, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So I was interested today about what is a sound mind. I mean, I don't know, you know, I guess if you have earphones, you have a mind full of sound, but what is really a sound mind? So I was looking at a couple of resources, and I came across a resource from our good friend Rick Renner, his book on sparkling gems. And he says this as a teaching, what does it mean to have a sound mind? I'm like, oh, that's what I want to know. And he goes, you know, here's what he says. In moments of stress, pressure, or fear, well, that's where we're at, fear right now, or when you're so exhausted you can't think straight, have you ever been tempted to say, dear God, what is wrong with me? I feel like I'm losing my mind. And I know we've probably all been there at points in time, but we feel like we're losing our mind. Maybe you've done that the last few days. Maybe just hanging around your own kids, you feel like you're losing your mind. All right? You know, there are times that we feel like we're losing our mind. You know, because fear takes over, stress takes over, panic takes over. And so many people right now they have fear, they have panic, they have stress, they don't know how they're going to make it. I mean, and all these things. He goes on to say, if you've ever felt this way before, or if you're tempted to think like this right now, let me assure you, you're not going crazy. God's word declares that you have been given a sound mind that works even in the craziest and most difficult situations. You know, what does that mean? Even in the most craziest and difficult situations, I can think clearly. I can think straight. You know, I can think right. I can have that peace that passes all understanding. You know, I also understand that just because we're not afraid doesn't not mean we don't use precautions. That's what we're doing when we're doing social distancing. We're using precautions. It's okay to use precautions. You know, you don't have to be afraid, but you can still use precaution. That's called having a sound mind. That's called making right decisions. All right? I mean, you know, when church opens up on Sunday morning, people are here. There's a wrong decision is to get real close and hug people. The right decision is to stay away from them and wave at them. All right? That's the right decision. You know, once again, I have a wonderful book called Don't Be Stupid. And if you want to be stupid, if you're being stupid, go ahead and get that book, and that might help you not to be stupid. But what you need to do, if you want to get out of fear, you have to change your mind. You have to change the way you think. You have to think differently, and you have to put your mind on Jesus Christ. Let's go to over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians, the fourth chapter. And we're going to start in the sixth verse. Philippians 4, 6. You know, the other day I was reading on Facebook, and someone asked, well, how many of you get anxious when you have to go to Walmart or go to a grocery store? Well, if you're going to get anxious going to Walmart or grocery store, you're going to be anxious whenever things, you know, open up. And my response to the person was, I don't get anxious, I don't get fearful, because I know what the Bible says. Because see, that's what I was trained. All my life, my grandfather always says, what does the Bible say? Well, the Bible gives us scriptures about being anxious and being in fear. Here, Philippians 4, 6, it says, be anxious for nothing. Nothing. He says, never be in fear. Never be anxious. I don't care whether it's a global pandemic or not. Do you realize that after these words were penned, we've had many different global pandemics? But Paul says, you know what? Be anxious for nothing. The New Living Translation says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, but it's scary. Well, you know, at one time, some of you might have been scared of monsters under your bed. All right? But sooner or later, you decided they weren't there. Now, you know, what happens is in our thought life, things will try to creep up and scare us. But the Bible clearly says, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. All right? And it goes on to say, and the peace that passes, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. So don't be afraid or don't be anxious, but we need to ask him for help. So if the thing that you need is not to be afraid, then you need to say, Father, help me not to be afraid in this situation. Help me not to walk in that spirit of fear. Fear, get out of here in the name of Jesus. But, you know, sometimes what we forget is whenever we read a verse, we forget about the verses ahead of it. So I want to go back to Philippians 4, 4. And this says, the New King James says it this way, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. Now the New Living Translation says it this way, it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. See, rejoicing is having joy again. You know, you have joy, then you have joy again. Now here's the thing. If we'll continue to rejoice in how good our God is, I mean, it's really hard to rejoice and be happy, you know, how good God is, and also be fearful. See, the thing is, when we get over to and we change our mind, and we get over to the mode of thinking about how good God is, how God protects us, you know, how God takes care of us, how that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Well, see, the virus is in the world. It's not in me. Now, that's something else that we have to decide. You know, I say this every day. I say COVID-19 cannot live in my body. That's what I believe. It cannot live in my body. And also can't live in my family's body either. Why? Because Jesus Christ took care of it 2,000 years ago. By his stripes, we were healed. I was healed of this a long time ago. So it has no right and it has no authority to live in my body. You ever, Craig, you know, people are dying. I get it. People are dying, and I feel bad about that. I feel bad for their families. I know it's a tough thing, but I'm telling you, it cannot live in my body. Why can it not live in your body, Craig? Because the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. I can believe. What does the Bible say? The Bible says to speak in existence things that are not. Calling the things that are not as though they are. So, you know, we're a place of faith, and I believe it cannot live in my body. It can't function in my body. It has no right, it has no authority. The Bible plainly says it doesn't. So you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to rejoice and be glad in the Lord. I'm going to continue to talk about how good God is, you know, and then I'll get to verse 5. It says, don't worry about anything. Why am I worried? I got God. I got God. I think sometimes whenever, you know, and praise God for all the medical people, and I get it, you know, they're using the stats that they do and the understanding that they have, but you know what? Sometimes we have to know the facts, and sometimes we have to have faith. And now more than ever, we have to decide we're going to believe the Bible is true. You know, and I think about this, and I think about especially the story about the three Hebrew children, you know, when they're thrown in the fiery furnace, it was turned up 7 times hotter. I mean, it would already kill you anyway. It was turned up 7 times hotter. It was so hot, it killed the people, the guards that threw them in. But you know what? When they walked in, they didn't walk in fear. And because they didn't walk in fear, eventually what happened? They walked out. Not in fear either. See, they didn't have fear and they walked in, didn't have fear and they walked out. I'm not going to walk in anywhere in fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear. And I'm not trained to be afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. Now, does not mean I don't take precautions, but I don't want to be, I'm not afraid. And you know, it bothers me. I understand whenever people that don't know God, they don't know, or the people that don't know the Bible, I understand them being afraid. But why should we be afraid? You know, I think about the three little pigs. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? You know, they're crying out, you know, and, you know, whenever they were in the straw house, the wolf blew it in. When they were in the stick house, the wolf blew it in. But then they got behind the rock, the brick house. And when they were behind the rock, the wolf had no power over the rock. And I'm here to tell you, when you're behind of the rock of Jesus Christ, the devil has no power. And I know that fear will try to slip on up on you like Bozo did, but you're going to have to decide, you're going to have to just kick him out. Just kick him out. Just decide that you have no right. You have no authority in the name of Jesus. You have no authority in the name of Jesus. Can I get some emojis here? I mean, I'm preaching real good. I don't see too many emojis. I want more emojis here. You know, it's not an easy thing to preach to an empty house. I mean, I'm not making fun of the few people who are here, okay? We do have some great camera people. We have some awesome worship team. We've got mom sitting right here front and center. You know, and got the social media people. I mean, got the sound people, got the television people up there, and you know they're doing a wonderful job. But you know, it's not always easy preaching to all these empty pews. And we thank God for Sunday morning to be able to have people sitting out there, and we got to preach to people. You know, I mean, you know, even if you're stiff like Bozo, it won't matter. You'll be somebody out there. You know, but I know you're out there. You know, I just have to know you're out there and that you're excited as I am. I mean, I'm not afraid, I'm excited. You know, it goes on, verse 6, living from the New Living here, says, don't worry about anything. Well, what do? Pray about everything, tell God what you need, and thank him for all he's done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus. I mean, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that's more than we can understand. I mean, how does that happen? I don't know, but see, it's the ability to have peace when nobody else does. You know, and I get it. I mean, there's tragic things that have happened, but you know what? I'm gonna continue to have peace. I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm gonna have peace because God is with me. God hasn't left me. The Bible clearly says that Jesus Christ will not leave nor forsake me, even when there's a global pandemic. You know, people, you know, say, well, you know, well, because we're going through this and because we're going through, there's no becauses in my Bible. You know, it doesn't say, well, Don't worry, but if this is happening, well, get that but out of your Bible. There's no but. It's, you know, don't worry about anything all the time. All the time. 24/7, 365, happen to be leap year like this year, 366. You know, every day God is with us. He cares about us. And if God be for us, then who cares who's against us? You know, we understand the devil's against us every day, but you know what doesn't matter? Because God is for us. God loves us. Jesus Christ didn't come to this earth for me to die of COVID-19. He came to this earth to take the stripes on his back, so by his stripes, I was healed. 2,000 years ago, if I was healed, then I are healed. I am healed. I'm a healed human being. I'm not a sick human being. I'm a healed human being. Yeah, but we have bad things happening. Well, you know, a number of years ago, before I was born, you know, they had the swine flu was coming through, or the Hong Kong flu, or whatever flu it was. Back, my grandfather talks about he had a meeting scheduled in, I think it was California, and a lot of the schools were canceling school because of the flu, and they asked Brother Hagin was going to cancel his meeting because of the flu. And now, understand, he didn't have to cancel or anything. I said, well, we'll just have it for whoever shows up. He said, well, aren't you afraid you're going to get the flu? He goes, no, the flu cannot live in me. He goes, well, aren't you afraid the devil's going to hear you? He said, he's the very dude I want to hear me, because you know what? The devil has no right and no authority in the name of Jesus. You know, when he's up to the same tricks again, he has no right, no authority. Now, it is interesting, and I want to go back to the New King James Version. Going to verse 8 of Philippians 4, it says this, you know, so here we are, think about this. We started out in verse 4 rejoicing, and we kept rejoicing. And then we got to verse 6, and we said, you know what? I'm not going to be in fear. But what am I going to do? I'm going to tell the Lord what I need. And then I'm going to have that peace that passes all understanding. So here we are standing in peace. Now, here in verse 8, it tells us how to stay in peace. See, it's one thing to get in peace, another thing to stay in peace. A lot of times we have peace comes in, then after peace comes in, the devil tries to sneak back up and tap you on the shoulder again and say, hey, fear's back. And that's why you have to kick fear out of here. You know, send him across the way. You know, kick a field goal with fear, whatever, get it away from you. You know, kind of, maybe remember that game called Hot Potato? Let's treat fear like a hot potato. You just get it out of your hands, throw it to somebody else, and then that's up to them to get rid of their own fear. Anyway, but verse 8 says this. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. Now, I want to admit, whatever things are of good report. Man, I like it when I see the news, I see a good report. You know, there are a lot of negative things, but there's some positive things too. One of the positive things, our cases are going down, even in New York City right now. That's positive. Yeah, but people are still dying. Yeah, but it's more positive than it was. Do you realize they said at one time that we might have over 1 million people die in the U.S.? Now they're saying, you know, closer to 70,000 people. At one time in Tulsa County, they were saying that we might have 2,000 people die in Tulsa County. You know, I think our number is closer to like 25 or 26. And it's still bad to have anybody die. I get that. But 25 or 26 is a lot different than 2,000. And I realize that more people will still die. But I don't believe I know it's not going to get to 2,000. Probably won't even get to 100. One reason is because we, as Christians, have something to say about it. I command the cases to go down every day. Our line is going to continue to trend downward. Why? Because I say so. Well, who are you? Well, I have authority in the name of Jesus to speak over my region, speak over my home. This is where I live. You know, and I don't want there to be any cases here to show up in our church to be able to spread. And if any case shows up, we command it to leave in Jesus' name. Not that we kick people out of the church, but we command that to leave. Why? Because we're going to talk about things that are a good report. It goes on to say, if there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So he basically said, you know what? Think about the good things. Think about what God's done for you. Think about the things that are good. And then think about the things that I've taught you through the Word of God. I mean, the great thing about it is we have the Bible, the New Testament. We have all the verses that Paul, all the good things he said. And so we should think on those things. Well, what did he tell us? He said, you know, that we, you know, we can make it. We're going to get through this. He said that the Lord's going to meet all our needs according to his riches and glory. He said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. He says all kinds of great things. And I kind of got to hurry because I only got 10 more minutes. Praise God. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26, going to verse 3 from the New King James, says this: "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Goes on to say, "Because he trusts in you, trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength." Here's the deal. If we want to get rid of fear, start thinking about how awesome the Lord is. See, if we keep our mind on him, then we're going to have that peace that passes all understanding. We're not going to have fear, because fear can't dwell in our mind if our mind is always thinking about the positive thing. And the most positive thing you can think about is God and Jesus Christ. What the Lord's done for us. Think about the great things. You know what? That every situation that I have ever faced, the Lord's got me through it. You know, there's been some tough situations happen in my life, but you know what? The Lord has always answered my prayers. The Lord has always got me through it. So why is he going to stop now? Because there's something called COVID-19. You know, some kind of man-made virus, probably by the Chinese. I don't, people get mad about that, but that's where we believe it came from. Okay, it's man-made. Didn't come from God. You know, and so my mind's going to stay locked in about the Lord, because the Bible clearly says that if my mind is on him, I'm going to be in perfect peace. Well, you cannot be in perfect peace and in fear at the same time. You're either going to be in peace or fear. So you have to choose that my mind is not going to be on fear. It's going to be on faith, on believing what the Word of God says. Because you know what? The Word of God is still true today. Even in the middle of a global pandemic, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what the economy says. It doesn't matter what anybody says. You know, people get all caught up on, well, the president said this, Dr. Fauci said that, this doctor said this, another doctor said that. I mean, it's so confusing. I don't even know what's right, what's wrong. I don't know the death rate. I don't know anything right now. But I do know one thing, that my God is always constant. And my God is here for me, to be with me, and I can keep my mind on him at all times. At all times. And I can stay in peace because my mind stays on him. And he gives me peace. He gives me joy. He gives me strength. And I can make it because I know my God. And you need to know your God. Amen. Let's go to a couple more scriptures. Romans 12, 2. Romans 12, 2. And I'm going to start out with the New King James and go to the NLT. Romans 12, 2, New King James says this, says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." What does that mean? It says, don't think like the world thinks. The world says, you know what? We're going to have death, destruction. I mean, we're going to have bad things. Numbers are going to continue to go up. Going to go up more because we're opening up things more. But I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to think on him. I'm not going to think on negative things. I'm going to speak those things that are not as though they are. What is that? It's called faith. Goes on to say that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Well, you know what? It's the perfect will of God for me not to be sick. It's the perfect will of God for people not to die. That's what God doesn't want people to die. God doesn't want to see his people sick. You know, so I'm going to think on the correct things. I'm going to think upon the Lord. Reading from the NLT says it this way: "Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world." You know what? Right now, the people in this world are going bonkers. People are afraid. I mean, fear is gripping this nation. Fear is gripping this world. And if you watch the TV networks, I don't care if it's they lean right or lean left, both of them are afraid. They're afraid about what might happen. You know, really, they're afraid of the unknown. No, nobody knows what's going to happen. They don't know, well, maybe sunlight will kill it. Maybe wind will kill it. Maybe Clorox will kill it. Maybe this will kill it. I don't know, but I do know what, that Jesus Christ killed it 2,000 years ago. And Jesus Christ is still killing it today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still killing it today. I mean, he's still around. He's still wiping it out. So I'm not going to copy the behaviors of the world. But what I'm going to do, it says, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Well, the way to change the way you think is, some of you need to turn off some of the news. Some of you need to quit following all the bad stuff. Some of you probably, maybe you should just go back and watch funny episodes of whatever. You know, maybe the Three Stooges. I know they're probably not politically correct or something like that. I don't know. Watch something, whatever makes you laugh. Maybe you should go back. You know, the great thing about having Netflix and having all these things, and even on YouTube, watch funny videos on YouTube. All right, that's better than some of the COVID-19, you know, stuff going on, because, you know, that just makes you not happy. You know what? I'm going to choose to be happy. Or what's even better is to read the Word. What does God's Word say? God's Word says that we win, even through it all. We win. We get through it. It goes on to say, it says, let God transfer you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. God's will is good. He wants good things for me. He wants me to prosper and to be in health, the Bible says. Over in 3 John 2, it says, prosper. Well, I can't prosper and be in health if I don't have a job. You know, or if I don't have the company that I work for. And you know what? I mean, hiding in my house is not going to prosper. There's some people that want, you know, they're like, well, you know what? I just don't want to get out of my house. I'm afraid. Well, why are you afraid? Well, because you don't know the Word. The Word says not to be afraid. Now, I understand if you're part of the vulnerable population right now, it might be good to stay, for you stay in for longer, okay? But at some point in time, you got to get out of your house. You got to live life, because Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and living in your house is not an abundant life. All right, I'm going to leave you guys off with one more scripture over in Romans. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read from the NLT. Romans 8, 14. All of you know this scripture. It says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And we live in a day and age right now where we need to be led. You know, if there was a place that's a hot spot where you know, COVID exists and you don't know about it, be led. Ask the Lord, well, should I go there? Should I not go there? You know, and I believe that the Lord will sometimes charge us and say, you know what? Don't go there right now. I mean, you know, don't go there right now. Because, I mean, we're in a situation where some people are symptomatic. You know, they don't even know they have it. They have some, but they don't know they have it. But I believe we can be led by the Spirit of God. God will lead me, He'll guide me. Just like last night, I mean, you know, we had some tornadoes coming by our area. You know, people were taking precaution, and some people were taking shelter. I was taking shelter on my bed, watching my TV. Actually, I had my TV on one station, I had my phone on another station, I had my iPad on another station. All right, I already been outside checking out outside too. Then I came back inside, and my wife said, "We gonna take shelter?" I'm like, "No." He said, well, you know, don't we think we should? No, I didn't see any rotation or whatever. But I believe, you know, if I needed to take shelter, the Lord was going to lead me and say, you know what, get in there now. He didn't leave, but I just sat there and prayed. Now, I spoke to the storms. It was coming our way by the way we live. And the good part about it is I live less than a mile from my mom, so anything coming my way is also coming her way. So I know my mom and dad are praying, speaking, and we spoke to the storms, and nothing came our way. You know, and I wasn't afraid, because God has not given me a spirit of fear. A lot of people were afraid last night. I wasn't afraid. But, you know, I take shelter in the Most High, the 91st Psalm. You know, and I believe that more than ever that we have to let the Lord lead us and guide us every day. Every day. But you know what? We need to kick fear out of here. And I just want you not to be afraid of what's going on, not to walk in fear. That's not what God wants you. He don't want you to walk in fear. Now, taking precautions, that's good. But I want you to think about how good God is. I want you not to be afraid, but I want you to concentrate on him. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will overtake you. Heavenly Father, right now, we thank you right now for each and every person that's watching us right now. And Father God, we come against any kind of fear that's trying to overtake each and every one of us. And we thank you, Father, that we'll put our minds on you and we'll trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Father God, we thank you that you'll lead us and you'll guide us as we become to go back to normal, and we won't walk in fear, but we'll walk in faith, we'll walk in blessings, and we'll just think about how good you are. Father God, we thank you once again for ministering to each and every one of them. And we thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in our midst now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Well, we're so excited about what's going on. And, you know, obviously getting to have you guys live and in person, some of you on Sunday morning. Once again, if you are sick, you don't just stay home. It's going to still be online. If you don't feel like coming, stay home. It'll be online. We'll still be there. But we know some of you want to come, so you need to come and respect all the social distancing things that the guidelines the state has put forward. But it's going to be a wonderful time. Can't wait for Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday night, 6 p.m., and Wednesday night at 6 p.m. We'll be right here, family services. There's going to be no youth, no children's, no synergy on Tuesday night. Through phase one, it's going to be all family services. You know, God's a good God, and I'm so excited about what he's doing. Amen. Amen. Well, let's sing something as we go. God bless you guys. We'll see you Sunday morning.